Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Monday. All right, let's see. Where are we going? Oh, out west somewhere. Valerie Richardson is here, Washington Times national reporter. Front page story in today's Washington Times. Fed's next land fight. New Mexico ranchers angered over water fenced off to cattle. Well, that got my attention this morning. Hi, Val. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Another showdown between the federal government and the locals, huh?
Yeah, and I can tell you there was more news this morning. The Otero County Commission held, and this is in New Mexico, held a special meeting this morning and voted to request that the sheriff remove the fences right now that are blocking the ranchers' cattle from reaching water. Those fences were put up by the Forest Service, and the Forest Service did not want them to do that. So we're going to see what happens today when the sheriff actually gets there and tries to remove the fences.
Okay, so we have a group of ranchers concerned that their cattle would not be able to access water because the federal government went in and shut it off to them by putting fences up?
Yeah, they had fences there before, which were kind of barbed wire fences, but every year they would apparently open up the gates and the cattle could come in and they could drink from the creek. Because these ranchers actually own the water rights. I mean, why this is different, let's say, from the Bundy situation is that, you know, he was basically refusing to pay grazing fees. He was officially in violation of the law. These ranchers actually own these water rights. But the Forest Service is telling them that the cattle can't come through this time around. They don't want them to be at this certain area of the creek because they say that that's habitat for the New Mexico meadow jumping mouse, and they don't want the cattle trampling over there and hurting the habitat. So they haven't opened the fence. Now, they've got an opening apparently somewhere that's, like, near a road, and it's not convenient, and the cattle can't find it. And when they do find it, apparently when they come back, they wind up in the middle of the road, and some of them have been hit by cars. So they say, no, we really need the cattle to go where they've always gone. But the Forest Service is saying, you know, no. So I think what you have eventually is a court battle over the rights of state water rights versus the Federal Endangered Species Act.
I'm just thinking about this. Cattle can't have water because of a meadow jumping mouse.
Well, and the other thing that outrages them is this. There's a ton of elk in that forest. This is the Lincoln National Forest. All this is in the southern area of New Mexico.
Okay.
I mean, there's elk, there's deer, there are feral wild hogs.
Yeah.
And all of them access this creek. I mean, they're trampling all over it, but for some reason that's okay. But letting the cows in a drink from the water, that's not okay.
All right, so how many think it's a conspiracy?
Well, let's put it this way. The commission voted today and basically had some harsh words for the Forest Service saying, you know, you have no right to do this. You have completely exceeded your right to cut off this access. The other thing is this. The mouse has not even been listed at this point as endangered. I mean, there's been a proposal listed as endangered, but
wow.
It hasn't actually happened yet. They're expecting it in the next couple months. But so this is kind of all in anticipation of a listing. And, yeah, a lot of people here, not just in New Mexico, but elsewhere in the West, are saying the Obama administration, and they pin it, you know, it's been bad for years. It's been especially bad in the last couple of years, but it's been really, really bad in the last 6 months. They feel like in the last 6 months, whatever flexibility or whatever sense of cooperation that they had with federal agents is gone. That the Obama administration is completely cracking down, and, you know, there's a lot of people who say they're just trying to put them out of business.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed the name John Podesta keeps coming up. You know.
Yeah, when you talk to somebody who lives in Otero County, New Mexico, and they start pointing fingers at John Podesta, I mean, that got my attention because I'm like, you know, how many people are really that familiar with John Podesta? But they're all over it there. They feel like because he is known as an environmentalist and he came in 6 months ago to join the Obama administration as a special advisor, and he is formerly the head of the very left-wing Center for American Progress, they feel like he's the guy who is pushing this, what they would describe as an extreme environmental agenda, and trying to run them off the land.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, environmentalists and ranchers tend to not get along very well.
Yeah.
Environmentalists tend to pretty much feel like grazing is you know, does nothing but harm, and they're, you know, constantly filing lawsuits and things like that to limit their grazing rights.
Yeah, and now the folks with the local Forest Service out there are actually, you know, it's a federal service, obviously, but they're coming from an office out there. Do they admit that all the orders are coming from Washington?
Well, that is what you're hearing. They have basically, you know, intimated or almost said that, you know, that there's nothing they can do. That this is coming from Washington. They don't have flexibility on this. you know, there isn't a whole lot, and the people in the county will, and the rangers acknowledge that. They understand that, that when they're talking to, like, their local district ranger, that he's not the guy who actually is putting this order forward. You know, one of the district rangers told the Alamogordo Daily News that, you know, what we've been, quote, what we've been told to do is plan to move forward in June 2014 to list the mouse as an endangered species. And so that's what they're preparing the habitat for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the local rangers, a lot of times they're, you know, locally raised and, you know, born and raised, and they understand the issues, but when their orders come from Washington, there's not a whole lot they can do.
Yeah. All right, so what's the what's going to happen over the next 24, 48 hours? Do we know?
Well, we need to really keep an eye on those fences and gates, because the sheriff has been told as of about an hour ago that he needs to remove them, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens when he tries to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Forest Service, the local forest, the head of the Forest Service there, Travis Mosley, has asked the commission, you know, let's work this out. Let's not, you know, let's not do anything rash. Can we just talk about this? But the commission at this point doesn't feel that there's anything to talk about. The Forest Service has refused to remove the gate, and they just felt like they had to take some action.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue to follow the story. I know you will, and perhaps we'll talk again. Thanks, Val.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. The story is in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Fed's next land fight. New Mexico ranchers angered over water fenced off to cattle. You'll want to check that out. 1251, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.